da. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin igual.
It is Saturday night and we are in the house, or in your speakers, or in your car, or wherever you are, even at your laptop. We are Christo the Rock, and we thank God so much for you joining us like you do every Saturday night. And as we get started, we're going to go around the house real quick just to kind of clue you all in on who's in the studio. But before we do that, again, we say, man, it's such a blessing that y'all hung in with us. We want you all to log on to our website right now as you're listening to us, www.christotherock.com. You can put a face with these voices that you're hearing right now on the radio personalities tab. But if you want to listen to us live right now, if you're not in front of a stereo, 100.7 FM, that's what we're coming through on. But if you want to listen to us live and you're at the computer checking your email, just go over, click on www.thewordfm.com. What's up, team?
It's all good, brother. It's all good. Yes.
Oh boy!
Come on.
How you doing, brother?
It's gonna be one of those.
Sorry. Yeah.
It's gonna be one of those nights tonight.
It's good to have Guillermo today with us.
Yeah, brother Guillermo made it on time today. So, team, y'all give Guillermo some love. Good. He got here on time.
Thank you very much. Tonight. I'm here.
And Tina's looking out colorful tonight, huh? Wearing the pumpkin color.
Yeah, y'all will be able to see what Miss Tina got on tonight once super engineer Mr. Cody does his thing with the camera, because we like to be on Facebook quite a bit. But we're going to go around the studio real quick before we get rolling for the night, talking about not only a topic, but we're going to talk about our week. We're going to review the week. We're going to see if anybody has emailed us with a nice jingle or if anybody had to answer to our question the last time. So we're going to go ahead and start with Brother Guillermo today, get him to talk to the audience and give us his contact name and number so that when they hit your site up, Mr. Guillermo, they'll be able to say, wow, I can get in touch with him here and da-da-da-da. Take it away, Mr. Guillermo.
Thank you very much, brother. I'm Guillermo Morales, a doctor in physical therapy, and I work in Arlington Physical Therapy in Arlington, Texas. The website is www.arlington-physical-therapy.com. And the phone number is 817-466-7276. You can get in touch with us and look at the website and look at how we can help you with your pains and aches, low back, necks, shoulders, etc.
He's just so smooth.
We
started off last week. What? Hey, Cody. Ricky, pretty Ricky, right?
Come on, Mark. Pastor Mark.
We're going to start calling him Mr. Guillermo GQ Smooth.
Sweet.
Yeah, pretty Ricky and GQ Smooth. Yeah. Pastor Ricky, take it away. Talk to the people.
Well, we're back here again tonight. My email is overflowwithglory@gmail.com. I live in Hearst, Texas. My phone number is 682-234-2670. You can contact me there or shoot me an email or whatever.
Yeah. That all you got, pretty Ricky?
Well, no. We had an interesting weekend.
Wait a minute, bro.
Very interesting weekend.
Come on, Rick. Can I say something to the people?
Okay, yes. Well, okay. Go ahead.
Hola.
El pastor Mark Ingram.
¿Cómo está? Hey, y'all. How y'all doing? This is Pastor Mark. Come on, Ricky. Don't you messing with me now. This is Pastor Mark D. Ingram. D as in Dallas Cowboys. Super Bowl bound. You can hit us up at the website. I'm the pastor of the Words of Life Christian Center in Hearst, Texas. Our website is www.wolchristiancenter.org. Or you can hit either one of us up on the Christo the Rock website. You can click on our pictures and our email. I think my email is even listed on there. And so with that said, just in case we have first-time listeners, you now have everybody's information on the team. Even though she's in the studio, she's not saying anything. Tina, you going to say anything today?
No.
See, how do you, audience, how do you do that? Like,
noches.
Tina, are you going to say anything? No. You just did.
Well, She's dressed in orange tonight. Pastor Mark, her favorite color is orange.
Yeah, they'll be able to check her out tonight when Cody does his thing in the studio. So, again, it's a blessing to be with you all again on a Saturday night, because we know that you all can be anywhere else, but you all have chosen to hang around with us on 100.7 FM KWRD, and we have a great topic tonight. Brother Guillermo has come up with a real good one that I think has piqued everybody's interest that's ever even hit this planet. Even if you don't believe in it, we've all talked about or we've heard this idea of heaven. And so we're going to talk about that tonight. And we're going to get into that pretty deep within our next segment or so. But before we get started with that, team, let's talk about some news of the week. And since we're going to talk about heaven, you know, let's talk about the news right now, this heat. Talk about this heat?
Of course.
This heat has gotten to the point where it's unbearable stay in the house heat.
It's getting hot, Pastor Mark.
What do you mean, getting?
It's getting hot.
I think we had about 2 weeks straight.
100 degrees. Yes.
I mean, it's so hot. It's like 8, 9 o'clock in the morning. If you walk outside, it's just immediate. Just like the sun is saying, "What are you doing out here? You know better than that." And it's just relentless, man. And that's one of the main reasons I'm wearing a cap in the studio tonight. You know, I got in the car, you know, and I call myself getting in the car, and you try to crack your windows or whatever, but heat is just heat, team. And so when getting in that car, you know, you forget that your glasses and your shades are kind of like they're in the oven.
Yeah.
And like, so, you know, I put my glasses on my bridge of my nose. I'm like, And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And so I'm hoping, because I know Cody's going to do his thing.
Well, you know what?
I don't want no bridge across my nose, y'all, to see this possible burn that's on my nose from putting shades on in a hot car.
Talking about transition, Pastor Mark. Today, Saturday night, was a major transition for Pastor Mark.
Uh-oh,
he's not wearing his suit tonight.
He's
wearing some jeans and a cap and a t-shirt.
Here we go.
All he's missing is a Dallas Cowboys t-shirt.
Yeah, that's all I'm missing. Hey, but I got the next best thing. I got my cross on. And so Pastor Rick is making such a big deal out of this, but y'all will be able to see it on the Facebook, Crystal the Rock site. So I know everybody listening, y'all got a Facebook page. And so all you have to do is look up Facebook, look up Crystal the Rock /Dallas, and you will see all of us there. And you will be able to see tonight's show that we're taping. You'll be able to see a good 7-8 minute segment. Whereas we're in the studio doing what we do, talking to you all, and y'all will be able to see this hat and these clothes that we're talking about. And so, team, what's up? What's going on? What's on our minds for this week before we start talking to the people about heaven? Give me some things that happened during the week, Pastor Rick.
Well, I ministered Sunday morning in Kaufman, Texas.
Wow.
With Pastor Roberto. Is a Hispanic church.
Okay.
We had a good time, and then I came home and took about an hour nap, and then I drove to Irvine with Miss Tina. We drove from there to the office where they have their ministry, was Lay for Witness.
Okay, Lay for Witnesses for Christ International.
And,
okay.
And because you were going to speak there. And so let me tell you, it was awesome. No, it was awesome. He brought a good message and everything that I really was blessed. But he was wearing this blue suit.
Oh God!
Really?
What?
And it was amazing because he wasn't wearing a tie. He was not wearing a tie.
Okay.
But when he went up there behind the pulpit and he began to, I think he had about 10-15 minutes. But he didn't deliver the message. It was awesome. We had a good time.
Yeah, we did.
How many people do you have over?
I don't know how many people were there. I just gave people the word of God.
It was good.
With that, I appreciate you, Brother Ricky. This is Pick on Mark night, you all. So y'all gonna have to send me
Denzel.
Some love. Oh, see, y'all gonna have to send me some love. audience, my Crystal the Rock audience members, listeners, y'all gonna have to click on Facebook and send me. Post a message on our page, Pastor Mark. We love you. You don't matter if you wasn't born. We're looking forward to hearing from you all. We've gotten some nice comments on our pages, and we really thank you all for doing that so far. I wish I could say some names, but probably by the next time we tape, I'll be able to come in the studio. And I'm literally going, yeah, that's a good one, team. If people start posting stuff, yeah. We're going to start saying your names on the air. We'll start saying your names on the air. Go to Facebook, Crystal the Rock/Dallas, and then the comments that we think are pretty cool, we are literally going to start reading them on the air. C-R, Crystal, C-R-I-S-T-O, The Rock, /Dallas. Check us out, and we'll definitely get an opportunity to give you a shout-out on Facebook, and then we'll bring it right here to the studio.
How was
your weekend?
How was
your weekend, Brother Guillermo?
My weekend was awesome. My 16-year-old daughter got rebaptized Sunday because when she got baptized the first time, she was 6 years old. Okay. So this year she went to a church camp like every year. She's been doing it since then. Mm-hmm. And she found that she needed to get recommitted to Christ, or committed in the real, now as a teenager, commit her life completely, 100% to Christ. That was awesome for all of us.
Okay. I mean, this is,
it was an amazing testimony.
Well, that's a blessing. Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good to hear.
So she's really into
it. What about Miss Tina? What did she do this weekend?
Okay.
I mean, we all.
What did Tina do this weekend?
Yeah, we got to get her involved.
She said she wasn't talking tonight.
We had the late Witnesses for Christ event, so I was pretty busy with that.
Yeah, she was pretty busy with that, and that was quite the.
But Guillermo had a birthday.
What? Oh, yes, I had a birthday Tuesday the 10th.
Tuesday the
10th. 45.
Team, give us some Team, give him some love.
My goodness.
GQ Smooth is 45. You know, so I'm telling y'all on our pages, we're going to start putting our nicknames on there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're going to start putting our nicknames on there so that, you know.
What's going to be your nickname?
Yeah, Reverend. Well, Ricky's is pretty Ricky.
Pretty Ricky.
Yeah, that's pretty Ricky. And Guillermo is GQ Smooth.
What about you?
We don't know yet. We just
Denzel.
We're going to have to screen those. And so
that was the D for
so
Mark D. Ingram. The D is for Denzel.
So exactly.
I don't know about all that. Those are some big shoes to fill.
It's just the outer appearance, brother. Yeah, just the outer appearance.
Y'all in here cracking But
Guillermo's turning loose tonight, huh?
Yeah, he is. He's letting go tonight. You know, his wife, she'll love that, though. But I tell you all what, speaking of birthdays, I would like to say happy birthday to my dear wife, my sweetheart of a wife. This is her birthday today, and she is I give her a hard time because she say, I'm hanging on to the 30s. She's 39, and she just will not let go of that year. Like when she hits 40, she feels like, oh, my God, hey, man, 40 is the new 20. And with that, I would like to wish her a very happy birthday, and seeing that it's Saturday night and we're taping here, we went earlier to Trulux in Southlake, and so we're going to have to tell y'all about that, how that went when we kind of get a little bit of time. Yes, sir, Trulux. She's a seafood fanatic, and she loves, I must say, I can't put it on her. I love seafood. We are seafood fanatics, and our favorite food is crab. We like Dungeness crabs.
Oh, really? Not for tail, dude. Wow.
It's a sweet crab, and so love it. That people think they're eating crab when they like, oh, king crab or whatever. No, you have to try Dungeness crab. Once you try Dungeness,
where is it coming from?
I think I'm not going to even jump out there and go there and have somebody correct. Pastor Mark, no, that was wrong. It comes from. I will find out for you all. And then I'll get back to you. We're just looking forward to hearing y'all. Y'all got anything y'all want to say to everybody before we kind of get rolling and going into the first break of music? Because I know, who's going to introduce the first batch of songs?
Well, we got two songs. Tenemos dos cantos. Hillsong en español, Soy Libre, y Gasolo Zamorano, él es mi amigo fiel.
Okay, so Brother Ricky's going to introduce the first song, so I'm going to come back to him, and he's going to do...
Yes.
He's going to do just what he just did.
That's right.
But well, going into this break, we want y'all to stay tuned tonight for more Christo. Y'all see what kind of night it's going to be. But we want y'all to stay tuned tonight for Christo the Rock, 100.7 FM, right here. After the break, we are coming back to you, and not only can you listen to us like you are on 100.7 FM on your FM dial, if you are at your computer, you just turn on your laptop, put it on whatever you want to, and then hit another tab, go to the wordfm.com. Once you click on that and then hit listen now, we will be coming through your laptop or your computer speakers as clear as a bell. And you will not believe the clarity with which you can listen to us on your computer radio. So we thank you that you all have joined us tonight. We want you to get settled in, get some Kool-Aid, wherever you're on the way to. Just know that we are so glad that you are here at Christo the Rock, 100.7 FM, KWRD. And now here's my brother Ricky to introduce the songs that you're about to hear before we come back to you.
Vamos a poner dos cantos. El primero con Hillsong en español, Soy Libre. El segundo con Casolo Zamorano, Él Es Mi Amigo Fiel. All this at 100.7, The Word FM, Christo the Rock.
Soy creer lo que vas a escuchar. Y hay un amor que te da vida, nunca parará. Yo soy libre, yo soy libre. Voy a avalar su amor. Yo soy libre, yo soy libre. Voy a avalar su amor. ¿Quién lo diría que cruza Jesús por mi endito? Dando su vida en la cruz para mostrar su amor. Yo soy libre, yo soy libre. Voy a avalar su amor. Yo soy libre, yo soy libre. Voy a avalar su amor. Su amor es eterno. En ti está la verdad. No lo puedo negar. Dios por siempre yo voy a avalar. Voy a avalar. Ahora es el tiempo de tomar nuestra libertad. Para tu gloria nuestras vidas vamos a entregar. Yo soy libre, yo soy libre. Voy a avalar su amor. Yo soy libre, yo soy libre. Voy a avalar su amor. Voy a avalar el amor. Permanece.
verdad lo que tú hoy me dices, que me amas. Me asombra. ¿Quién soy yo para que en mí tú pienses y que escuches mi clamor? Majestuoso, majestuoso.